Monday, August 12, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 1:02 p.m.
Did you have a barricade stop that?
There is.
There is barricades up there.
But you can't stagger the barricades like this, drive around and have.
Nirma actually did not.
We'll go ahead and start our meeting. The pledge allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The current copy of the Opens Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. You take attendance, John?
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Jen?
Here.
Is it Kevin Cole? He's going to be there.
Yeah, he should be.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. At this time, we'll have public comment. If anybody has any public comment of anything that's not on today's agenda, feel free to approach the podium and say what you have to say. All right, appears there's no public comment. We'll go to consent agenda items. We have the approval of previous minutes from July 29th, 2019. And then approval of Veteran Service Quarterly Report, the Sheriff Jail Quarterly Report for April, May, June 2019. I did take some time and went through the Sheriff's Report, the Veteran Service Report also. I also went through accounts, or I went through the payroll, and everything seemed to be in order. So at this time, look for a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
So moved.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. We'll go to new business. Natalie Hughes, wellness specialist.
Payroll.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Approved payroll claims from the period of July 28th to August 10th, 2019.
I can make a motion.
Second, man.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, Natalie now, Hughes. Forgive me for not trying to pronounce the middle name. What do we have here? How's it pronounced?
Olarindami.
Olarindami. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So this is from the wellness screening. So if you can see our overall grade, did go down a little bit. From our previous year of a B minus, we're at a C plus. There was 14 females and 5 males. Last year there was 20 females and 3 males. Okay, so a little difference there. As I go through this, I did do apples to apples, so only doing the people that were in it last year and the people that were in it this year, actually for 3 years. And unfortunately, that did still go down. It is in the same categories though that went down. So we'll get to that in a second here. The same categories went down. Blood pressure was great. We actually went up. So blood pressure was good this year. Smoking risk overall went up. Here's the one, the diabetes and the overall weight management are two biggest issues, yes. The diabetes last year, so the norm, the average norm is 97%. Last year, fasting, 68% were in the category. In the ideal category, this year we dropped to 55%. Okay, so lots of high fasting blood glucose levels. If you can see there in our borderline last year was 18%, and this year it went up to 27.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so, yep, more people from the ideal dropped. And then if you can see in the high, last year we were at a 9%, this year we're at a 16%.
If you are a, say you're a type 2 diabetic and your fasting is in the normal range, is that, how does that work in this? Is it just your fasting regardless if you're on meds or not?
So anything over 100 essentially is going to tag you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, even from previous people, it is still the same. Now, if someone in there is a known diabetic and they're in that every year, mm-hmm. yes, they are going to affect
yeah.
the score.
That's cool.
We did do A1Cs, and we did thyroid and prostate as well for some people, but I didn't know if that was public or not, so I didn't mm-hmm. include it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see.
Because that was paid for separately and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's something I can pull, but also there was a smaller number that did those tests, so I don't know how accurate that's going to compare to this. Overall weight management, ideal last year for BMI, we had 34.8%. This year, 15.8%. So that dropped quite a bit as well. And once again, if you can see the borderline, that category went up a lot for this year. And then ideal went up a little, but the ideal and the borderline is the biggest. The men one, I would say, probably factored into this just because, I mean, I realistically it was almost like double the men this year, even though it's such a small number.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be affecting it as well. But if we look at it here, the men, they had, I mean, their ideal, there was nobody in the ideal. Okay, it was borderline and high.
Because the BMI, if I recall, it doesn't, the BMI charts don't go male and female, it's just a weight and a height and a...
It is. Also, the BMI is just, like you said, a weight and a height. So is it the most accurate? No. It doesn't take into account any type of muscle mass mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm.
We have done the in-body here, but once again, we didn't chart that on here. We've never charted that. It is something we could do, but yeah. So it's kind of hard to go off of the BMI specifically, but... either way, what we're measuring would still be the same, so it's still whatever we were at still drops.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The cholesterol was right about the same, so that's actually good. A lot of people, a lot of our companies, the cholesterol levels do change quite a bit. 2017, if you can see, was the best that it had been. So it had dropped from there. But from last year, it actually went up just a tad. If you look, however, at the HDL levels, the HDL is going to be our most important one. So first, second, third, it's that fifth line there. HDL, the ideal range last year was 56.5. And this year it was 21.7. So that one did go down. While some went up, that one did go down. And that's definitely one that we want to see stay rising. The HDL is your good cholesterol. That's the one where the lower it puts you at more risk for heart disease, stroke. So it's essentially the most important number of all the cholesterol numbers. However, our total altogether last year was 34.8, and this year is 63.2%. So that is good because the HDL is accounted for in the total. So blood pressure and the, I mean not blood pressure, diabetes risk and the weight management are the two biggest issues of concern. So I would just say if there's wellness things that we do throughout this year, that would probably be like our biggest focus, just because it was such a big change also.
Is there a committee that does that coordinates these?
Yes. Any questions on any of that?
No, there's done a good job. I hope we've gotten better participation, you know, in years to come, because this is a good program.
And it was good participation this year.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
That is a positive. And I know you guys are doing a lot to try to get people to participate. And I mean, you offer it paid, so there's only so much more you can do.
Right.
Which is huge. And so, I mean, we probably said it before, but that is huge that you guys do offer that. So a lot of our companies do not do that. That is such a huge benefit to the employees here that I don't think they realize how big of a benefit it is.
It is.
Does it impact their health insurance rates? I know some companies. So
no, okay. I've never made it mandatory.
Okay.
Which is the other direction you could go.
Which some companies do, but don't you guys pay for that too? Yeah. So that's the downfall.
Yeah.
Like some of the other places we do, they get a discount on their health insurance if they do the testing, so a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
You guys give them that as well. So,
yeah.
But, you know, the quicker you catch stuff like this and doing health screenings, you know, that does fall back to the county because you guys are the ones paying for all of those other issues that come from them not going to their doctor's office, which is what you're missing. These numbers if you don't go get a health screening at your doctor's office every year.
So what are other tests that you offer the county doesn't pay for? I mean, like prostate and
This year, I think it was like the first year we really had people sign up for it. So this is the first year we did it, but people paid for that separately.
Right. But that's not covered by the county, right?
It wasn't this year. It wasn't decided to be.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Nathan, appreciate it.
Good report. Thank you. Have a great day.
Go ahead and skip down to miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, County Road Superintendent.
July 27th through August 10th, 304 hours of road maintenance, overtime 5 hours, debris removal 13 and a half, culvert projects 180th and R, 220th Street, garbage pickup 4 and a half hours, gravel haul 1,756 ton. Wheat spraying 5 hours, sign repairs and barricading 2 hours, grading road concerns, grading 230th Street and 160th.
Anybody got anything to add?
It is not too late to be spraying. What would we spray that hasn't already gone to seed?
You all ask my great weed man, I think.
I mean, the thistles are blown all over the ground.
Yeah, I agree there. I can't tell you what he was spraying.
Levy Spurge has been through the cycle, and it won't get sprayed until later fall. If we even spray it, man, we don't even spray it, I don't know.
I know he was killing some stuff around our shop, yeah. And that was just mostly grass foliage and stuff like that.
Not nice weeds.
Yeah.
General weed.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Brady. Sheriff Kleinberg, jail report.
Ooh, just got July here, first of the fiscal year, so for July we averaged 27 federal inmates, .64 juveniles, 110 in-house. Calendar average, so for 2019, 87 federal, 27, .12 juveniles, 114 in-house. And so far for the fiscal year, 92, still at 27 on the federal inmates. July federal was 57,775, and that would be for marshals and ICE. And the same number over on the other column because it's the beginning of the fiscal year. So far in 2019, we brought in 409,987 for housing federal contracts, 4,000 for other counties, and other contracts, 4,600. July, we had 5,332 a day. So it's not as good as it was in May, but it's not as bad as it was in June. So July bookings to county at 29 people from the county. Sheriff's Office 21, PD 33, MSP 1. Turned in 17. Feds brought in 29 and other 5. More of these homeless numbers are coming up soon. Notice them come up a little bit. Not a real big report. It's the beginning of the fiscal year. But what's good with marshals and ICE, I mean, that's bringing in some revenue.
Chip, do you know if, did they get over and get that meter on?
No, that's scheduled for next week.
Okay, good, very good.
Because they got to shut it down, and whoever thought of that, it's an excellent idea. Because I know they're going to owe us money.
Thank you.
Was it you?
Thank you.
Did you really think of that?
Well,
the simplest.
It's the only way we know if it's...
Yeah, with the money we're spending digging up a line and putting a regular meter in there. Because we're still into them for, what, 60, 70 grand? That I just have a hard time... It's just,
yeah. It'll be interesting to see because I can't, for the love of me, figure out how we could be using... It averages about 200 gallons per person per day, including staff, if that water rate is right.
It's a lot. That'll change.
But so, it's finding that magical number and how much water we're actually using.
Mm-hmm. So that's hopefully, yeah.
So you just, it's just a regular old-fashioned manual. It's not electronic, fancy.
Yeah, it should have the low flow on it too, so we should be able to tell exactly how much water is going into our jail. There's been an issue as to how much water we're actually using. So the rates that, because when we changed meters, our rate went up dramatically. And the explanation is that before it didn't measure the low flow as opposed to the high flow. So we're actually had Folk Brothers are going to come over and put in a meter of our own so we can meter against the other meter just to make sure everything's right.
Yeah, the city went to all these new meters here. What was that, about 4 or 5 years ago? And they're all electronic. They were radio control type issues, and all of a sudden our water bill just tripled.
200 gallons on a typical household.
Oh, I know. Per day.
Yeah.
Per person.
Yeah. Well, for the household.
Yeah. Well, we're doing that times about 120. And they have timers on their showers and low flow.
So everything's low flow. It's not. Anyway.
So, yeah, that would be very good to get done. And the number, as far as your daily costs are good, are you in the middle of a contract with your health care provider? Or I know at one time you were...
That's up at the first of the year. I'm looking at another doctor that hasn't been licensed in Nebraska yet. And from what I understand, that takes a long time from Nebraska. Mm-hmm. He's Minnesota and Iowa.
Okay.
He's another health care provider. It's a little more, it's a little smaller than who we're using.
A little smaller, but okay.
But yeah, the healthcare thing is hitting us harder even recently.
Mm-hmm. And the commissary things are not good.
Good. Yep.
So, all right. Very good.
Very good. Haven't got our van yet.
Is the old one still running?
Well, yeah, it's still running, but I called the dealer, Randy did last week. I said, by the time we get this van, we're going to need historical plates on it.
What's their explanation?
The plant that built this particular Chevy vans had a fire last winter. So all those got put off. Well, they could have told us that when we bought the thing.
Dang thing.
They didn't. They sold it to us.
Okay.
So that was back in March, end of March. So supposedly last week they had it made, and then it takes another 14 days once it gets to the dealer.
Have you had very many long transports lately?
Marshall's about to start doing transports on Leavenworth. They're desperate. They're desperate. I had South Dakota Marshals even come in.
Yeah.
So we're right. We had more beds. We'd have them full of marshals.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Captain Walsh.
Oh, I think he's, matter of fact, on a transport. I looked at the agenda this morning, and I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Is there any type of a time frame that that has to be done?
It could be done on this. I mean, we can just read the report. It's all here.
And the report.
Sheriff.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you familiar enough? Yeah, you are.
Can you read the whole thing?
Captain Wall. Oh.
I don't do it, Randy. I don't.
No.
I don't do it.
I do.
I don't know what that means.
So out of all the 133 were satisfied, collected by the Sheriff's Office. This would be on the distress warrants for 2017. 19 were paid to Dakota County Treasurer's Office after the distress warrants were issued. That seems to be a problem that we're dealing with quite every year. 5 were to be stricken, meaning they'd already paid. 1 was deleted by the correction. 0 were sold at sheriff's sale to meet taxes. Actually, there was 1 sold. I signed the quit claim deed. The guy wrote the check. After talking to the treasurer, these people had paid their taxes 3 months earlier. So we had to call the guy back and rip up the check that the property he just bought for delinquent taxes. What else do you want to hear here?
Well, everything is in here, though.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yeah. They always do a good job of getting everything run through.
Randy works hard on these.
And he's been doing them enough years, he knows what he's doing.
He does. He knows most all.
He does. He does. All the warranty.
But it does run into problems. Like this year, again, we went to another house, told them we're going to have a share sale. The family freaked out. Come to find out they had paid their taxes 3 months earlier. That's a problem. Anyway.
I'm satisfied with the report. It's pretty self-explanatory. The information is all there in front of us.
Basically, this is people that are delinquent on their taxes. They're going to go out and file it.
So they go out and they file a, a warrant on them, and they go out and they collect all those taxes. 133 of those at the beginning were satisfied, collected by the sheriff's office, and then 19 were paid to the treasurer's office after distress warrants were issued, and 5 of them were stricken. Maybe it was a, you know, a mobile home that's no longer there for whatever reason. There's no value there. And then there was one of them was deleted because of a correction. We must have had a situation where we had something that wasn't properly. But a lot of times, you know, there'll be taxes on a mobile home or something of that nature, or just, you know, it can be just about anything.
Even property taxes.
Some of these are really small.
Yeah.
$2.
Very small. And some of them are the same people every year.
Yeah.
We just get used to going out.
Must be that time of year again, right?
There's a couple of them that have no issues with money. Just wait until they see us.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you, Rand.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Right. Yeah. He always.
Make a motion to approve the distress warranty record report to the Sheriff's Office.
I'll second it.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Commissioner committee reports. Anybody got anything from anything they run into this last 2 weeks?
I was at the yesterday we did some interviews for some positions at the jail, and those went really well. And also Dakota County Connections, we had a presentation last week that they did. The Heartland Council was the presenter, and they've got a new counselor on staff that's really going to give them some added resources and some training, specific training that would be very helpful. So it was nice to hear that.
Not dealing with one of my committee reports, but I was talking to one of the South Sioux officers, and they had a jumper the other morning, and it was a situation where he was right on the Iowa-Nebraska line, and he'd kind of been herded over to our side, and then he was taken in custody by them, and rather than doing the emergency committal to Norfolk, they were able to contact Hartman came out with their team and were able to assess it, and I just think that they do a good job as far as in situations where somebody doesn't have to be emergency committed, because the number of people that used to happen to was tremendously high compared to what happens now. So I just think they got a pretty good program going on down there.
They really do.
Anything else? Mail or emergency business? That being the case, we will go ahead and adjourn. Our next meeting will be August 26th at 1 o'clock.
You got it right. 26 minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.